This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Amy Holmes. There might be good news on the home front. The 20 biggest cities on average have seen housing prices increase from April to May for
It's the house front.
The house front.
Home front, the house front. It's good economic news, though. It's good economic news. Yeah.
For the first time in 3 years, we might be seeing an increase. Though prices still remain below their already distressed 2008 levels, this is one sign that the housing market is finally stabilizing.
That's great.
For more details, we have Donna Cardos-Yeselovich. Did I get that right, Donna, on the line?
Yes.
A reporter from the Dow Jones News Service. Donna, what can you tell us about these housing numbers?
Well, we've been seeing a number of small signs that things may be starting to get a little bit better. Yesterday, we got the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index numbers, and they track home prices across 20 metropolitan areas. And that showed that they had the first monthly gain in nearly 3 years. So that is pretty significant. The rise from April to May wasn't huge. It was 0.4%, but that still is...
It's something.
It's definitely a significant change in direction from what we had been seeing, although it is still down 17% from a year ago. So the home prices are still definitely very, very depressed, but they've the pace of the declines has slowed, and from April to May, we actually saw a 0.4% rise.
So, Donna, which parts of the country are doing better than others?
There's definitely some parts that are still having a lot of trouble, particularly the Sun Belt cities. Las Vegas did see a 2.6% decline in May from April, according to the Case-Shiller Index. Phoenix also had price drops, as well as San Francisco, Miami, and Detroit. But some of the areas that actually saw increases included Cleveland, which actually saw a 4.1% rise. So that was the biggest gain. Dallas was also up a bit, as well as Boston. And then some areas have been flat. New York, as well as Tampa, Florida, both saw were both flat
now,
between the 2 months.
Right. Southern California was hit really hard by this housing crisis. I remember seeing a list that 9 of the top 10 neighborhoods with the biggest decreases in housing prices were all in Southern California. Have the prices finally bottomed out?
You know, it's hard to tell. Some people are saying that they still could fall further. We have still been seeing some bad and unemployment numbers. And there actually was sort of a moratorium that some banks had on home foreclosures in recent months. So some people are wondering if that could have helped these numbers look better than they otherwise would have. So it's hard to tell, you know, if we really are seeing a bottom or not, but it definitely appears like things definitely aren't deteriorating as quickly as they had been. And if we aren't at a bottom yet, we're probably close to it.
So there's a little sliver of sunshine there. Donna, thanks so much for joining us. That was Donna Cardos-Yeselovich from Dow Jones Newswire Service reporter.
Thank you.
You know, it's hard for me to know how those numbers work. Because, I mean, in Cleveland, if there was just one home sale and it was 0.4% increase, is that, like, really good news? But, you know, Donna knows better than me.
I mean, I'm no real estate agent, but I wouldn't say put your house on the market just yet.
Yeah, and the other big story this morning, Microsoft and Yahoo maybe are going to announce an alliance. That's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.